USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Longtime Senator John McCain, Republican from Arizona, passed away at age 81 at his home in Sedona. Former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says on CBS's Face the Nation that he and McCain were able to work together despite complete opposite experiences in Vietnam.
Two guys who had a different point of view about a major event in American history who found a way to come together. POW and a protester found a way to be able to make the system work and to work together and find common ground.
And former CIA Director General David Petraeus on ABC's This Week.
No one had the backs of America's new greatest generation, those who fought the wars of the post-9/11 period, more than he did.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton tells NBC's Meet the Press.
He will be missed for many, many reasons. I think that example that he set of working across the aisle, but more than that, working to bring people together.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Palestinian authorities say that the U.S. decision to cut more than $200 million in aid is meant to force the Palestinians to abandon their claim to Jerusalem. Palestinian Legislative Councilmember Hanan Ashrawi says it shows the U.S. government's political bias.
It is a way in which the U.S. is further complicit in the Israeli occupation and is further punishing the Palestinians who are under occupation and carrying out the wishes of Israel, the occupiers, who enjoy not only full immunity and impunity, but $38 billion of support that is that the U.S. is trying to increase even.
The Palestinian leaders say that there will be no peace without East Jerusalem as the capital of a future Palestinian state. New Prime Minister of Australia, Scott Morrison, has named his cabinet, moving quickly to heal the wounds of the Liberal Party's civil war.
This is a passionate team, looking forward, ambitious and hungry for the next election, to demonstrate how, as a government, we will continue to offer what Australians need.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The leader of ISIS in Afghanistan is dead, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Abu Sayyed Arabi was killed in an attack on an ISIS hideout in the eastern part of that country on Saturday night, along with 10 other members of the terrorist organization. The National Director of Security in Kabul saying the attack was an air and ground operation carried out by Afghan and foreign forces. The local ISIS group has been on the radar since 2015, fighting both the Taliban and local U.S.-backed Afghan troops there. I'm Chris Barnes.
Playwright and Broadway icon Neil Simon has died due to complications from pneumonia at the age of 91. His wife, Elaine Simon, says the legendary comedic playwright died at New York Presbyterian Hospital early Sunday morning. The Tony Award-winning playwright wrote some of the most iconic plays and musicals. Simon wrote more than 30 plays, as well as original screenplays. Some of his work included The Goodbye Girl, Biloxi Blues, The Odd Couple, Barefoot in the Park, Sweet Charity, Plaza Suite, The Last of the Red Hot Lovers, The Prisoners of Second Avenue, Brighton Beach Memoirs, Lost in Yonkers, and Laughter on the 23rd Floor. And that's just for starters. He received 16 Tony nominations and won Best Play 3 times. He also earned 4 Oscar nominations, a Pulitzer Prize, the Mark Twain Prize, and countless other honors. There's a Broadway theater named for him. He was the only living person to have received such a